Pedal to the Metal mit dem Besten aus New Metal, Crossover und Punk.
Alright everybody, we are here at the Rock'em Ring Festival here and we've got Scott from Alter Bridge here. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are here chilling at a party here at the backstage. How does it feel here as a musician?
It's awesome. This is one of it's one of my favorite festivals of the whole summer. So we're definitely happy to be here. Looks like a cool spot. Got motorcycles and guitars and drinks, and it's very cool.
You're driving a motorcycle at home?
I do. Yeah. I've got a Harley, and I've got a West Coast chopper built by Jesse James.
So I guess you're always driving in the sunny area in America.
Yeah, I live in Florida too, so it's always, well, normally always sunny and always hot, which today is pretty hot as well.
For you as well here?
Yeah, it's warm. Okay. It's warm. It's like home.
Oh. Yeah, so you'll feel at more home here at the Rock'em Ring Festival. But I know you've played the biggest venues ever, so is it still something special for you to play at 80,000 people?
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the biggest festivals we play all year, and the crowds here are great. The first time we played the main stage in a long time. We've always played the rock stage or the Alterna stage, which was always 15,000-20,000 people. But it's nice to be on the main stage with acts as great as Blackstone and Trivium and Extremo, and you've got obviously Avenged and Metallica after us, which are pretty awesome. So we're definitely excited about it.
Yeah, also, yeah, you, like I said, you play with Metallica and Trivium is up now. How's it like? You're on tour with these bands, I guess, so are there friends with them? Or?
Yeah, we know a few of the guys. I met the guys in Metallica very, very briefly, so I can't say that I'm friends with them, but I have had a chance to shake their hand, which is amazing. The guys from Trivium are from Florida, actually from Orlando, so we see them around town every now and then. The guys from Blackstone Cherry, we were on tour together for almost all of 2011, so we've got to be really good friends with them. And even the guys from Inextremo, from doing these festivals over the years, we've gotten to become friends with them as well.
Right. And the Inextremo guys who are playing tonight, they're also singing in German. Do you understand a bit of it?
Not really, no. I speak very, very little German, though I'd like to learn more. But just their performance itself is really, really captivating. It's a lot of fun to watch.
It definitely is. And yeah, like I said, you play big festivals. Can you tell me a story about the time you've played the small stages?
Oh yeah, I mean, we still, around the world, depending on what market we're in, we might play maybe for 1,000 people. Maybe we just did a tour in Japan where we were playing for 700-800 people, and it's still fun. I mean, we love doing it, and the fun intimate shows are just as exciting as the huge 80,000 people shows. It's all about the performance and whoever's there, as long as they enjoy it.
Yeah. What I've experienced with small concerts that sometimes it's really a bad organization. What were the let's say one of the worst concerts you ever played?
That's a good question. There's been a few. Normally it has to do with either the way the stage is set up or the dressing rooms, or there not being any dressing rooms, or a bad PA, or no air conditioning, that kind of thing. There's not one that really, really stands out in my head, but there have been a few bad ones for sure.
So that you can't change your clothes somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So you had to go into where did you change clothes?
Find a closet, or just do it right there on the sidewalk or whatever, just wherever you can find a quiet spot.
I think it's kind of funny to think when I'm going to the toilet at a normal festival and then I'm going to take a pee or something and then Scott from Alter Bridge get out.
That's a possibility. It's happened before. I'm sure it'll happen again.
Which is, very funny. Yeah, besides of playing festivals and recording albums, you're also helping people who cannot afford stuff like the Wheelchair Foundation. Why did you decide to help these people?
You know, it's just as much as we can give back, whatever the charity may be. We did help out with the Wheelchair Foundation. A lot of that was through Creed, the other band that we are in. You know, there's different charities along the way that we've always tried to help out and give back as much as we can. We've been fortunate enough to be put in this position and, you know, thankful enough to be here and obviously want to give back when we can.
Yeah. For example, the Wheelchair Foundation, you are helping people who cannot afford a wheelchair. Did you go out there to check out if it works?
You know, I have not as of yet. That's certainly something that we would want to do in the near future. But just to have a chance to, you know, to give back financially or whatever it may be, is good for us.
What did you else experience with all the charity?
You know, meeting people that have gone through certain struggles in life. There's a lot of golf tournaments that I participate in that are charity based. And you get to meet a lot of the recipients of you know what you're able to contribute and see how it affects them positively, and it's nice to interact with those people and you know makes you feel like you're making a difference.
Let's go to the golf tournaments. Is it? I guess it one of your hobbies.
It is. It is. I've been playing, I guess, kind of seriously now for about the last 15 years. And I'm down to about an 8.5 handicap, although I don't know that I'm really that good. I think I'm probably more like a 12 or 13, but anyway. But yeah, I've got to, between different bands that we know and some actors that I've met along the way that have big charity tournaments that I've become involved with, and all of them have different charities that they contribute to, but it's, you know, it's charities nonetheless. It's all a good cause, and I'm always happy to be able to participate when I can.
Yeah, when you play golf, how are you in the ranking with your friends then?
I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm not the best person out there, but I'm definitely not the worst either. So I do all right. I've had a couple of them where my team has won some of these tournaments or placed within the top three or top five or whatever, but it's just fun. It's a hobby. It's more about, you know, going away for a weekend and having a good time.
Yeah, and that's the main thing about it. Yeah, thank you for the interview. Is there something you want to say to our listeners?
Thank you guys for all the support. We love coming over here and we'll continue to do so as much as we possibly can. This has definitely become a home away from home for us, so we're always excited to be in Germany and in Europe in general, and we look forward to seeing you guys soon.